Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. For the first time in Minnesota, the pathogen for sudden oak death has been detected. The disease has devastated West Coast forests for decades and has no cure. The pathogen was found in a plant at a Hennepin County nursery in July and confirmed by the Minnesota Department of Ag. The plant was destroyed and tests show no further spread. University of Minnesota officials say they will continue statewide monitoring and that early detection is key to preventing widespread damage. State health officials urge parents to throw away by heart whole nutrition infant formulas with a used by December 1st, 2026 label as it's the culprit in a multi-state infant botulism outbreak. MDH epidemiologist Maria Bai explains how this illness could have been spread.
The infants may consume spores of the bacteria Clostridium botulinum, and that bacteria can live in their large intestine and make a toxin that then attacks their nerves.
ByHeart has recalled two formula lots so far as 13 infants have been hospitalized. Only one case has happened in Minnesota. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison discussed the impacts of tariffs on small business owners during a meeting in Osseo. One of those business owners is Teresa Ajo, who owns a DIY supply and home decor store. Ajo says she has not had to raise prices due to tariffs, but it's hurting her profits.
I'm very lucky that my supplier is absorbing some of that cost. I'm absorbing that cost, and it might have to change in the future, where that's something that I'm always looking at, and I just hope that I don't have to do that.
Ajo says some products are now delayed and taking 3 to 4 times longer to be delivered. Minnesotans gathered today in Mankato to honor the enduring legacy of service and sacrifice as the state's official Veterans Day program took place, with a special tribute marking the 80th anniversary of the end of World War II. Minnesota National Guard Brigadier General Simon Schaefer.
Those who stood the watch before us paved the path for all who serve today. You built the reputation our military holds around the globe, one of excellence, resilience, and trust.
Today marks the first time Minnesota's official state Veterans Day program has been held outside the Twin Cities Metro. In other headlines, several vehicles caught fire this morning in St. Louis County. Deputies say a car at Holmes Recycling Services in Clinton Township was being compacted when it exploded. Investigators say this was likely due to a battery inside the vehicle. No injuries were reported. Record turnout yesterday for the annual Beacon Memorial Lighting Ceremony at Split Rock Lighthouse on the North Shore. The names of the 29 fallen crew members on the Edmund Fitzgerald were read on the 50th anniversary of the ship's sinking in Lake Superior.
David E. Weiss, cadet. Blaine H. Wilhelm, oiler. And a final toll for all the lost sailors on the Great Lakes.
2,000 people bought tickets for this year's program. A Northwest Minnesota woman was arrested for driving under the influence after crashing her SUV with two young children inside on Sunday. Ottertail County prosecutors say 40-year-old Ashley Heitman showed signs of impairment after officers found her vehicle with heavy front-end damage on the highway. A breath test showed a blood alcohol level of 0.24. This is MNN.